This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. More and more people are hearing about the potential to prevent HIV. And the Jackson County Health Department wants people to learn more about that. In studio is Paula Clark. She's the Director of HIV Services with the Jackson County Health Department. Paula, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
For people who are unfamiliar, it's been decades now that people have been waiting for a cure or even a prevention for HIV and AIDS. And this is something that is maybe one step towards that, as I understand it?
Yes, there's still not a cure, but we do have a great treatment that can help prevent HIV and help reduce people's risk who may be putting themselves at risk for HIV.
So it's called PrEP. It's pre-exposure prophylaxis.
Yes.
Can you tell me how it works?
Well, PrEP is the pill Truvada. It's taken once a day. There are trials out right now for a monthly injectable, so we're hoping that those trials go well and we'll be able to offer that in the coming years. But PrEP is a once-a-day pill that really acts as a shield of armor to your T cells, and it really protects your T cells from being able for HIV to be able to infiltrate them and then to replicate.
For people my age and older, AIDS and HIV was something very much in the news as we were growing up. We knew a lot about it, but it seems like it's not talked about as much. Does that, in your mind, put more people at risk? They're just not aware of HIV and its dangers?
Oh, sure. The population has really grown really complacent with it. You don't really see an advertisement on TV for HIV anymore unless you're up at 3 a.m. and sometimes they're running them then. But age really makes a difference. As I was telling you earlier, when I was starting here at SIU in the 80s, it was really in the news, and they were really kind of zeroing in on what populations, and then gradually by the time I graduated, telling us all that it was definitely in every population, every person was at risk for it. But the younger generation just hasn't heard a lot about it. The teenagers now, and even college students now, they've heard about HIV all their life, just like they have cancer or diabetes, and to them, they just don't understand the weight of it and that there is no cure and it's something that you'll have to deal with the rest of your life.
So this pill helps protect someone who is not HIV positive if their partner or someone they are with is HIV positive, correct?
Correct. So this, what this pill, like I said, does, it protects your T cells from being able to it kind of wards off HIV from your T cells and does not allow replication. And so anyone that is concerned with their HIV risk, we'd like them to give us a call and come out and talk to us about it. There are, as with any diseases, real specific risk groups that we're trying to get to. And it might be, somebody that's in a monogamous relationship and one person's HIV positive and one person's negative, that this is a great prevention for that. If the HIV positive person is in care and we can get them virally suppressed, which means the virus is very low in their body to where they would have a harder time transmitting and they're much healthier, and then the negative person get on PrEP, the daily pill Truvada, then that really just reduces their chance near zero. Research will show near zero chance of transmission.
Jackson County's Health Department coordinates the HIV program for the lower almost 20 counties in southern Illinois, right?
Right, for the lower 19 counties. In Illinois, there are 8 lead agents that assist with HIV care, so if can provide case management, resources, medication, referrals for other needed services. And then we also do prevention and testing. And as I was mentioning earlier to you, that we're also working with schools to get better curriculum in the schools for prevention. So not every health department is offering this, but Jackson County is the lead agent for HIV for the lower 19 counties. So that's roughly Mount Vernon down to Caro. But anybody, you don't have to live in those counties to reach out to us. Anybody, within distance of us that would like to call and find out more information, we'd love to talk to you.
I know you're setting up a new program that'll include some clinics, some awareness for people who are HIV positive or may have a partner that's HIV positive to learn more and maybe get involved in getting on PrEP. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, so in June, we started this initiative. We really wanted to get the word out more to our medical community, and we held a training. We had a great turnout. We now have 23 local providers that we can refer people to that are partnering with us to provide PrEP. We're also going to hold a once-a-month clinic, so if people need more of a one-stop shop, they can come in. And, even if we refer you out, we'd still like you to give us a call because there are a lot of patient assistance programs that we'd like to hook people up with. A lot of insurances cover it, Medicaid covers it, but there can be some high copays. So we do have programs that we can enroll people in that can help cover that copay and make it more affordable. So even if you have spoken to your physician, it's still important to talk to us so that we can help you build that foundation and get you on your way.
Sure. And the number to call is 684-3143. The extension is 155. But call 684-3143 for more information. You can also go to jchdonline.org. Paula, just about 30 seconds or so remaining. Are you still targeting just the at-risk groups at this point, not the entire population?
Well, like I said, we want to talk to everybody to help them assess their risk. People may not realize, and like I said earlier, the younger generation may not realize exactly what they're doing that's putting themselves at risk. So anybody that is concerned with HIV, we'd be glad to talk to you and see, if we can help you in. But we are trying to look at those at-risk groups, somebody that has a positive partner, injection drug users, men who have sex with men. So there still are, as with any disease, some really high-risk groups that we would like to meet with.
Sure. And again, that number is 618-684-3143, extension 155. Paula Clark is the Director of HIV Services at the Jackson County Health Department. Paula, thanks so much.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.